Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. I like to say we are a complete retirement planning firm. What do I mean by that? I mean, we help with income planning, tax planning. We do portfolio management, asset protecting, protecting the assets you've worked so hard to create. And of course, the estate and legacy planning, which is controlling assets during your lifetime, as well as having the right documents in place to make sure they get to your loved ones in the most efficient manner. We've got a lot to talk about today. A number of topics we're going to get into today. First of all, everyone, happy Easter. It is a special weekend, so for those of you celebrating, happy Easter. We're going to talk about some things that affect the family, and you're probably around family, so maybe that'll be good as well. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always give us a call at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. I'm going to make some offers today, so you're going to want to have our website as well, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. There's some reports I'll offer, information that's always available on there. But let me dive into some topics today. We're going to talk about Social Security. Been in the news a lot, so I do want to cover that. Roth conversions, I had some questions on that this week. Estate planning, again, we can talk some about that as well and how it impacts you and your family. Let me just start right out. I'm going to dig right in. Let's not waste any time. You know, as I said, Social Security has been in the news. In fact, Joe Biden was in the Chicago area recently talking about it, and among other things, but that was one of the big topics. In fact, there was an article I saw recently that talked about a 77-year-old retiree named George. He decided to claim Social Security at 65. But now regrets it for reasons that go beyond reduced benefits, including, well, he underestimated his life expectancy. We mentioned Lawrence Kotlikoff before. His saying is, and by the way, if you ever want to get his book, it's called Get What's Yours. Lawrence Kotlikoff, a Boston University professor, he says the risk isn't dying, the risk is living. So we have to remember these things. So underestimating his life expectancy. Also the effects on his spouse. When you're married, you have to keep these things in mind. And so we just want to get into some of these other areas when we talk about making this decision. This is critical to your retirement planning. When you think about it, you hear me talk about it a lot. Separate from the investments, and again, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. But when you stop working and we talk about replacing the paychecks, that's really what's important. Maybe we would argue the biggest part of your planning. Social Security is only one piece of it. We've talked last week about, you know, the pension decisions, annuities, your investments, maybe even working part-time. But let's talk about the Social Security, because this is really, I think, one of the more confusing things. Again, this is from Lawrence Kotlikoff. He said there's over 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook, right? And they're written in a way, he likes to say, that regular person may not understand, resulting in people flying blind. And I know Social Security sounds like it should be simple, but it's not. So knowing when to claim your benefits is one of the most important pieces of your claiming strategy, because how and when you claim Social Security could mean the difference of hundreds of thousands of dollars in lifetime income. I've seen it. We run this analysis. This is what we do. Part of our overall complete retirement planning, which I'm going to offer here in a little bit. We also have the Social Security decision that's available on our website. It gets into these things. It's a claiming strategy we talk about. How do you maximize your cumulative lifetime benefits? Again, I've seen differences of $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. Keep in mind, your benefit may be well over $1 million during your lifetime. And so if you're married, it could be $2 million. So these decisions you make, this example, I've had these calls. So let me just make some general comments about Social Security. Let me start with, there's no perfect answer. And so when you're looking at Social Security, again, the claiming strategies, you can take it as early as 62. You can wait till 70. If you take it at 62, okay, that's a 30% reduction relative to your full retirement age. Okay, so if you take it early, you're taking a pay cut right out of the gate. And as in this example, that is irrevocable. In addition to that, when you take that lower benefit, keep in mind, it could be the survivor benefit to your spouse. Okay, so when we talk about these claiming strategies, I'll just make, again, some general comments about it. By the way, if you want the Social Security decision, that's in as part of our income planning reports on our website. It's in our library. Just go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can download this information. It is available to you. There's all types of information on it as well regarding income planning. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. If you want us to send out some of the information or want us to do the Social Security analysis, give us a call at 630 864-6711. Pick up the phone. You can give our team a call at 630-864-6711. But I just wanted, again, make some general comments about the Social Security decision and your claiming strategies. As I said, you know, we want to keep in mind the benefits and when we turn them on. There's, again, 62. Typically, these are the milestones. 70 is the last year. It grows by 8%. So keep in mind, every year you delay your benefit, it grows by 8% per year. And so, you know, I've seen differences between ages 65 and 70 of almost $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 a year. So think about that. Maybe $12,000 more a year of income during your lifetime. And then, to the extent you don't, you know, if you predecease your spouse, that now becomes the survivor benefit. So it's not just when you're making these decisions. Again, this is what's so critical about these decisions, taking these things into account. Number one, if I asked you the question, are you considering these things? Number one, as I said, what happens if a spouse passes away? What happens? One of the benefits goes away. The higher one stays. So here's an idea too. Maybe one spouse turns on the benefit, the other defers, so you have at least one. You know, again, it's not an all or nothing proposition on some of these things. The other thing, again, to consider is life expectancy, right? Because once you lock into that benefit, that's the benefit that you're going to get for the rest of your life. So that's another thing to think about. So Social Security, again, when we talk about the decisions that you make, these claiming strategies, you know, when you turn it on, I just want to make another point about full retirement age. Once you hit full retirement age, by the way, somewhere between 66 and 67, depending on what year you were born. And what that means is once you hit full retirement age, you do not need to take it. I just want to be clear about that. People hear, well, it's my full retirement age. I don't mean to, what's the word here? I don't want to say it means nothing. But you can, again, you can defer it till 70. So keep that in mind. What does the full retirement age benefit mean? Again, if you're born in 60 or late, typically it's in that age between 66 and 67. What it means is two major things. One is that the penalty goes away, right? You can work, your earned income. Right now, I think it's $23,800. Prior to full retirement age, you're penalized. Once you hit full retirement age, I don't care if you're making $1 million a year, you can turn on your Social Security. You may choose to do that and bank the difference for the 3 years or, you know, during while you're working, I should say. So I just want to be clear about that. The second thing about full retirement age is that is the maximum spousal benefit. What do I mean by that? Keep in mind, every spouse has a spousal benefit. It's half of your full retirement age. That's the maximum amount. So if your full retirement age benefit is $40,000, making the numbers simple, the spousal benefit is $20,000. And yes, you would get 40, your spouse would get 20 if it's higher than their retirement benefit. Okay, so even if you defer to 70, the max is based on your full retirement age benefit, the spousal benefit. So again, see how we're talking about all these rules? But I just wanted you to be clear that there's spousal benefits, there's retirement benefits, there's even divorce spousal benefits if you've been married for over 10 years and divorced for over two. Again, we don't want to get into all, but you see what my point and my takeaway here? This is why this is so critical to understand this claiming strategy. Remember, this is lifetime income. Income that will last for your life, as well as, again, the maximizing the benefit for the rest of your spouse's life if you are married. And so this is why we talk about doing the Social Security analysis for you. Now it's not an opinion. It's numbers. What happens if you take it at 62? What happens if you take it at full retirement age? What happens if one spouse turns it on and the other doesn't? And you can see how these benefits run. It's a great report. It's a great analysis. So I offer that to everybody. Besides going to the website to get the analysis, the Social Security decision reports, which you can read through, and I suggest you do at alphawealthgroup.com. There's more to this. This is why we talk about this. And so given all these challenges today, that's why I've said it before, saving and investing alone may not be enough. And so if you want to retire successfully today, here's what it comes down to. Not just the Social Security, creating a financial game plan for reducing taxes, generating income, paying for health care, reducing investment risk, and more. Anything short of a financial game plan, well, that could put you at much greater risk of not being as successful in retirement. So let me make this other offer. In addition to the Social Security analysis, if you want to take advantage of a complete, comprehensive, complimentary retirement plan, pick up the phone and give our team a call. We'll schedule a time, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website. You can schedule a time at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I do want to get into the taxes here. That's part of it to impact Social Security, as well as some other things that impact your retirement plan. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area. We're covering some ground today. I wanted to cover a number of topics. You know our credo here at the Alpha Wealth Group. It's all about having a plan. We call it the five pillars to your plan. So if you want to get that report, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, or give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Today, I'm drilling down into those pieces of it. I'm going in, went into a little bit into the income planning on the first segment. We talked about the Social Security decision, okay? And so there's that's just one piece of the income. Now, we could have a whole discussion on creating income. What about your pensions? Making a smart decision there. Similar to Social Security, you, again, you lock into lower benefits or you don't make the right spousal survivor benefit on those. Those could impact you for a lifetime because we're maybe not making the best decision or maybe it's not as informed as it could be. So these are critical things. That's an income. We've talked about annuities in the past, creating income you can't outlive, joint lifetime income. This is all part of the income plan. And then, you know, having having your investments, you can create investments to provide income as well. We do that. Again, I said I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. So any way we can help you, let us know. You can get download all types of information from our website, alphawealthgroup.com, on income planning. Gets into all the things I talked about just now. So there's one on Social Security. There's one on annuities. There's the information on investing. All that's available to you to sit down and read. Better yet, give us a call at 630-864-6711 for that comprehensive retirement plan. Let me get into one other aspect. In fact, these things kind of fall, they do, not kind of, they do fit hand in glove when we talk about taxes. I know I don't mean to be traumatic, it may cause trauma, I should say. It's over, but it's not over. It's never over. Especially when we talk about taxes, because it's just, it never ends, right? And so, I know the attitude is sometimes throw everything, or you do your tax returns, and we don't look at them again. Well, that can be to our own demise. There's many things that we should be doing year-round. You know me. I always say, what are you doing to put yourself in a position down the road? I call it forward tax planning because taxes can be play a big role in our retirement, a very big role. As I said, when you look at your pensions, when you look at your investments, tax-deferred retirement accounts, and you look at Social Security, there's three things in common. They're all taxable. And so what are we doing to try to minimize some of these taxes? Well, let me give you one example. And by the way, again, here we go. We have the tax-free strategies, getting to tax-free. That's on our website as well. But there was a question. In fact, I received this question, but this was we're talking about Roth conversions, tax-free growth. I had a question. Someone sent this to me. And it was, Tom, it said, you frequently suggest, and I do talk about this, converting tax-deferred accounts into Roth accounts, but you need to explain or never explain how to pay the tax for the conversion or what to live on while the money's growing for you, right? Could you please give some suggestions? Okay, so let me explain something about Roth conversions. This is just one of the seven ideas that's available on that report. And I may talk about some of these others, but Roth conversions are when you take money, I'll use Ed Slott's phrase, from forever taxed to never taxed. So on top of IRA contributions, Roth IRA contributions, you can do Roth conversions. They are totally separate. They are two different things. You can do both. And I often suggest you do both. But Roth conversions is a taxable event, right? If you take money from a tax-deferred account, an IRA or a 401k, and move it to a Roth IRA, you will get a 1099 next year in January, and it'll say whatever amount was. If you did $20,000, you will put it on your tax returns. And so you will pay the tax. Now, you will never pay tax on that money again. It grows tax-free the rest of your life. Now, you can withhold money. Typically, what I say is if you're going to pay the tax, just be ready for the tax consequence. I had a meeting this week. This happens all the time, as I said, because this is part of what we do as an advisory group. A client of mine, we've been doing this. We want to get her in that position down the road. So by the time you get the required minimum distributions, you've repositioned more of your money to tax-free. And so she did $20,000 last year. And we had our meetings. We have our meetings throughout. That's, again, what we do. We have our review meetings. And she said, I want to do $40,000. I was thrilled. That's great because she went through the process. We just started that process, and she saw how it impacted her taxes. She did her tax returns. And so now we just sent in the paperwork. We're going to move $40,000 from her IRA to her Roth IRA. What does that mean? Now, she's going to pay maybe 12% on that because she's in a lower tax bracket. So, yeah, she may have to come out of pocket to pay those taxes, but guess what? The money she moved over, and one of the lowest tax brackets possible, will now grow tax-free for the rest of her life. Okay, there are no required minimum distributions. You've reduced the required minimum distributions on your IRA because you've drawn it down, right? And so now that money is over in the Roth IRA, where, as I said, the tax rate on it will always be zero. There is no, there are no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security, as you're using that calculation. Doesn't impact your Medicare premiums when we talk about IRMA. And it goes to your children tax-free. Okay? These are some ideas to understand Roth conversions. By the way, one other thing I will say about these. This is my, when people say, how do they work? I'll just say this. You can do it in any amount, at any time, at any age. There you go. Very, is that limited? If you have $1 million in a IRA, you can convert every penny. This is just one move, by the way, of many that we incorporate with clients. So those are Roth conversions, any amount, any time. So you see how we're doing this systematically? We're looking at the marginal tax brackets, and this is why this is an opportunity. For those of you that want the, again, the tax-free report and to look at some of these ideas, there's many ideas. I can't get into them. There's non-deductible contributions. There's Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, after-tax 401k contributions. There's other ideas, health savings accounts. These are all tax-free. How many of these are you incorporating into your planning? How many of you are getting to a point where you can be tax-free? I mentioned the client in previous meetings, and there's more than one that I have, that they're getting over $100,000 of income in retirement. They're going to pay no tax. That's right. And I can, you know, that is a true statement. Can you do some things? Absolutely. Look, time's going to pass no matter what. It's going to be a year from now, it's going to be 2 years from no matter what. That's why I say tax planning versus tax preparation. We've done the tax prep. Now let's start to do some tax planning. It is very fulfilling. We talk about, and maybe I'll get into a couple other ideas here, but I just wanted to talk about that because someone sent in a questions on the Roth conversion. Look, you can withhold the money from the conversion, but now that money isn't growing in the Roth. I would suggest before you do it, understand the tax consequences. That's what I do with clients. I walk through this with them. I say, okay, I don't want you to be surprised on the other side, but now not only do we go through it and figure out how to do it, and understand what the potential tax consequence is going to be or what you're going to have to pay. But now we set up a strategy to do it systematically. You can do it over 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. Guess what? As I said, time passes. But now if you do $20,000 a year for 5 years, you've repositioned $100,000 that you'll never pay tax on the rest of your life. No required distributions. Doesn't tax your Social Security and goes to your spouse and children tax-free. You think you might want to do some of these things? This is why I get a little animated about some of the stuff. I'm no fan of taxes. I've said before, quoted Arthur Godfrey about, I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States of America, but I may be just as proud for half as much. And I agree with that. I did have I've heard this suggestion too. What they should do is they should have the elections the day after April 15th. We should try that. That would take some guts. Anyway, let me offer an opportunity to come in. Look, I've offered the Social Security, that analysis to try to optimize your Social Security benefit, the claiming strategy. What if you could get more of it tax-free? And that's another piece of it. And what about the investment plan? And what about your estate and legacy plan, which I'm going to talk about? Do you have a complete plan? I made the comment before, with all the challenges today, saving and investing alone may not be enough. So if you want to retire successfully, it's about creating a financial game plan. And I would take it one step further, a complete financial game plan. So if you want to take advantage of it, there's no cost or obligation. I offer the information. We offer these opportunities to look at some of these things. Give a team a call right now. Pick up the phone. You will walk out of here with a plan. You will walk out of here knowing what you have, knowing where you stand. We'll probably uncover some things that you were unaware of. And you know what? You're going to feel a little better. I think that's my opinion. So if you want to take advantage of what I call a complete, comprehensive retirement plan analysis, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time. Coming up, I have much more to get into as it relates to some taxes and investing and estate planning, everything that impacts your retirement planning. So stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here in the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I like to say we're different by design. I think we are. You know, we are an investment advisory, or I'm an investment advisor rep. I'm also insurance licensed. We do portfolio management, but you know, I've said it many times. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking it. It's not about just getting to a number, which we see all the time. I just saw another one out. You see these constantly, getting to 2 million, getting to 1 million. Getting to a number, it's laudable. It's great, but you know, that's not what I would call a retirement plan. So these are things we want to be aware of. These are good things. Always goals are always a good thing, but really understanding what a retirement plan is. And I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit. My definition of that, so I think it'll be helpful to you. We've covered a number of these areas. If you want to get any of the information, we talked about the Social Security decision, the claiming strategies. You know, Forbes has done the study. They had an article saying that 96% of the people miss out on an average of $111,000 of income over their lifetime. I would suggest in many cases it's more than that because we do the analysis. We run that for individuals that come in. And so they see their numbers and they can make, while there's no perfect decision, you can make a decision based on information. I always suggest that. So that's one of the areas. If you want that Social Security decision report, if you want to do the Social Security analysis or a complete income analysis, you know, just pick up the phone, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. I should mention, too, the other thing we talked about, which, as I said, these run hand in glove, creating income but trying to get most of it tax-free. There's ways to get most, if not all, of your Social Security tax-free. We talked about tax-free strategies. I mentioned the Roth conversions. I had a question that someone sent to me on Roth conversions, and so that's one of many ideas of getting to tax-free. As I said, that report gets into Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, Roth conversions, three different things you can do, all of them, all three of them if you want. They're separate things that you can do. Also, after-tax 401ks. Again, we don't have time to get into that. Health savings accounts. It's all in non-deductible IRAs and so on. It's in this report. So if you want that as well, so think about that. Trying to create income I can't outlive, trying to minimize taxes. Now we're cooking with gas. Now there's five pillars, but I just want to give you these ideas because if you come away with one idea today, well, we've had a successful show. So I just wanted to mention some of those things that are available to you. You can always email me, too, with questions. You can go to our website and schedule a time as well. So this is all. We want to be a resource for you. And hopefully, as you're listening, as you know, I'm limited to the hour. And so I just want to impart some ideas that you can, or things that you can take action on. As I said, if you just do a Roth conversion, hey, that's great. If you just do a Roth IRA contribution, that's going to impact your retirement. And then, of course, the claiming strategies on Social Security, very impactful because that's lifetime income. Those are irrevocable decisions. Okay, I'm done droning on. Let me get into another topic, which is one of the topics of your retirement plan and being complete, which is the estate planning component of it. We hear this term, and I'm always cautious when I get into terms, estate planning. What does that mean? I think sometimes too often we equate it with, oh, that's for people with wealth and so on. No, it really isn't. It's for everyone. Estimated, I've seen $54 trillion, $70 trillion, whatever the number is. This is going to be the largest exchange of money or transfer of money, wealth transfer in human history from the baby boomers to their children or whoever the beneficiaries are. But so that's a pretty impressive number. But I just want you to understand when we talk about estate planning, and by the way, we do this. We have an attorney that does the estate planning. And so it's not just, again, about what happens to your beneficiaries, but it's also having a plan and understanding your estate plan, okay? You have in the state of Illinois, okay, we can talk about, there's all these moving, there's a tax component to it, which we can talk about, but there's also just the making sure, or trying to make sure you don't get tied up or your family doesn't get tied up in the court system. What do I mean by that? I mean having a living trust, having assets titled to a trust. Keep in mind, trusts don't die, trusts don't get sick, so trusts don't go to probate. You title it, you know, as if your name is John and Jane Smith, and that's on your title, on your account, so it's on your deed to your home, you pass away, that asset can be frozen. A deceased person's name, they're not just going to transfer title. So that's where probate comes in. I just want to be clear. That, again, even if your children, even between spouses. So, you know, I had a client who had three homes, one in Wisconsin, one here, and one in Florida. Now, if those are in your name or you and your spouse and you pass away, your children can be exposed to probate in three states. Right? It's because probate's per state. I just want you to be aware of some of these things. It's just these are some things that I always say are non-negotiables when I'm working with someone. I'm not the attorney. The attorney does it. Okay? You don't pay me, but the point is I want you to have these things in place. There's also powers of attorney. And so when you think about it, it's not just what happens when you pass away. What about during your lifetime? So what I mean by that is if you're incapacitated, you cannot act for yourself. And unfortunately, again, I've been doing this long enough where I've come across this many times. in my practice here, and where a spouse, you know, assets are frozen if you can't act. Retirement accounts have to stay in your name during your lifetime. Okay, if you become incapacitated, your spouse cannot access your 401k. Your spouse cannot access your IRA. I don't know if you're aware of that. And that goes to your children too. And so you see how we can have living probate, so to speak. How many of you have made these decisions? Medical powers of attorney. Again, I insist on these things with my client. I want you to, you got to have these things in place. And so this is so critical because you could lose control of assets. Beneficiary audits, that's another. Keep in mind, beneficiary designation. So it's not just the title on some of the assets, but also beneficiary designations. You cannot change them post-death. Okay, they go to whoever the beneficiary is. I've had people come in who have had an ex-spouse or someone they forgot about, or they were remarried and they forgot to update their beneficiaries. How many of you have done what's called a beneficiary audit? Do you know who your primary beneficiaries are? Who are your contingent beneficiaries? Can you confirm that? And if you've done the estate planning documents, when was the last time you looked at them? Who are your trustees and your successor trustees and your powers of attorney? Things change in life. So these are things that we want to be careful, because remember, keep in mind, these documents, I've said this before, they will either control your assets or potentially control your assets during your lifetime, or will pass down to your children and, you know, used to be passing down to children and grandchildren. Assets will flow through these. So this is really why I always say this is so critical to your planning, right? It's not just about growing a pile of money. Coming back to that, it's about minimizing taxes. And by the way, having an income plan, right? All of these things. And then that's the five pieces. Are you complete? Because if we overlook one of these things, just like taxes, I had someone say, well, I don't really need a trust. And I know there's arguments for and against trust. Look, in the state of Illinois, if you pass away and all your assets go to your spouse, okay, that exemption's gone. You each have an estate tax exemption or whatever you want to call it, inheritance, but estate tax, you each get one. So a trust can preserve the exemption at the first death. And so beyond just avoiding probate, you say, I have beneficiaries. I mean, it's all set and they're not going to go to probate. It's true, beneficiaries don't go to probate. But the problem is now you may expose your children to an estate tax. So now they got to turn around and give a few hundred thousand back to the government. Why? You see all these things that, as I said, we start to uncover. This is one other aspect of your planning. This is why I like to say we are different by design. I look at these things. How are your assets titled? Who are the beneficiaries? What is the value of your estate? Do you have the right documents in place? All of these things are part of, that's just one of these five pieces. So, you know, as always, we have this information on our website. We have bulletproofing your beneficiaries, the six essential documents, all of these reports available to you if you want to go to our website or just alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. If you want to, and this is part of this, which I offered before, this complete retirement plan, having a financial plan, you know, trying to thrive through the chaos, understanding all the components of your plan. These things overlap, right? As I said, I've talked about this domino effect. And so having all these pieces together, that's about, you know, being complete in your retirement plan. So if you want to take advantage of the, I like to say also customized complete retirement plan, that's all. We have a lot of challenges we're dealing with, understanding all these things. That's our goal. So if you want to take advantage of that, run the Social Security analysis, do an entire income plan, talk about tax strategies. You can start to incorporate today and have a plan in place and feel good and confident about where you're at, having clarity. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to schedule a time to sit down with our team here. We will do a complete retirement plan. Again, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there as well. Send me a question, anything we can help you with. Coming up, we're going to get into some more areas, of course, that relate to these five pillars to your retirement plan. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I hope today's been helpful. The topics we've covered, we hit a few here and there. I wish I could cover everything. We just don't have the time. So I touch upon each week some areas that I think can be helpful to you, so you can say, hey, here's an actionable item. Maybe get you motivated to take a look at things. We covered Social Security. We've talked about that, the decision and the claiming strategy and things to consider. If you're married, how you consider life expectancy, all of these things of when you should take your benefits and understanding the consequences to what you'd ultimately decide in these claiming strategies. So we offered information on that. We got into some of the tax ideas. I talked a little bit about Roth conversion specifically, but there's many ideas, multiple ideas. We offered that information as well. These are all the things that are available on our website. Better yet, if you want to come in, we can really do a deep dive into this stuff for you specifically. You'll walk out of here with ideas. Then we talked a little bit about the estate planning. We haven't spent much time on that in recent weeks, but certainly when you talk about, and I've said this before and I mean this when I say it, you know, the best thing you can do for your family is to have these things in place. Because if you don't, again, if you're losing control, you don't have decisions. Either you make the decisions for your family or someone else will, and they may not be the ones you want. And it's really, really tough, especially if you're exposed to the court system either during your lifetime or after. So this is why, as I said, something that we provide as part of our overall planning, besides just the active portfolio management, which we provide, tax planning, income planning, but also the estate planning is another piece of it. So if you want that information, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. If you have a specific question, please email me. I will respond to that question. I'm happy to. I get questions. I gave a couple that we had today. I just wanted to let you know, if there's something specific to you, let us know. Of course, you can always give us a call directly to schedule a time. Throw everything in a box. If you have done estate planning, here's a good time to review your documents, see what they have, and that'll just be part of everything as part of the complete review. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We're going to get into one other area here, which kind of, as I said, you remember how I said there's this domino effect? And so this is an example. You hear me talk about asset protection, kind of like estate planning. It's like, okay, what does that mean? Okay, well, you know, you're an asset. And so what are you how are you protecting yourself and your family? So what do I mean by that? Well, what happens if you pass away? And so if I pose these questions to you, what happens if you pass away? Well, I know a Social Security, if you're working and you're not in retirement, your income goes away, you're not contributing anymore to your retirement accounts, okay? That's one thing. Then if you're in retirement, well, Social Security goes away, a pension can be reduced. Are we taking these things into account? The surviving spouse could be in a higher tax bracket, or probably will be in many cases, because now you're filing individually. And guess what? You take money out of those retirement accounts, you may be taxed at twice the rate or more, you know, or I should say, or at a higher rate. RMDs or required distributions don't go down. Okay. So now you're giving even more money back to the government. By the way, Roth, see how... Here we go with the domino effect. Roth conversions are not taxable. And so when these are reasons why I say it's not just, okay, I got to pay 22% or 12%. Keep in mind, when the surviving spouse or your children get it, it's tax-free to them. So this is why there's so many things that we want to consider and why there's this domino effect. You know, I mentioned with the asset protection, as I said, if you pass away, what about health care? What if you're incapacitated? Now, again, not at the funnest topic, but if you need long-term care. Now we're talking about not in the event you pass away, but what if you need long-term care? I've given the examples before. I've talked about, you know, clients that have come back to me and said, we were checking on a parent, even a spouse. It's $10,000 to $12,000 a month. It's sometimes in that range, $8,000 a month. What does your plan say? And what are you doing to protect yourself and your spouse? Now, the other part of that, too, is, again, that's the asset protection part of it. But what about the estate planning? Do you have a power of attorney? Because keep in mind, if your loved one is not able to act for themselves now, mentally or physically, well, now you may have a problem. Now you may have to go to court just to get permission to act for them. That's above and beyond. Well, there's a cost to it, of course. But, you know, above and beyond the $8,000 to $10,000 a month, potentially, and long-term care. You see all these things that I always say we may uncover and go through. And look, you may not act on these. You may not say, hey, it's not something we're at. But, you know, at least you understand and you're given the information. This is what we do when we do a review. So I talk about this component. I gave the example. So just with healthcare alone, long-term care is part of that. But I've talked about this study that was done by KFF, this company, analysis company. They said the average family's health insurance premium was about $5,800 in 1999. Today, it's over $25,000. So that's just healthcare, not long-term care. Okay, so healthcare, is that part of your plan? I mean, if you incorporated that number one into your budget, this is why when I talk about income planning, you know, that's why it's so critical to cover these costs. So if I go into retirement, I need $20,000 a year, whatever that number is, have you incorporated this into your budget and your income plan and your overall plan? So that's a 347% increase just in healthcare. You look at these other things. I'll make a couple quick comments on these things, but you know, again, this is things that are available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. I call it the five major threats. This falls under that protection umbrella. protecting from unforeseen events, things maybe we haven't planned for. I always say these are problems that are maybe asleep. We don't give much thought to it. But when you look at life insurance as an example, not the funnest topic. I am insurance licensed, okay? But most people are usually underinsured. It just is. That's just the way it is in a lot of cases. Or they don't, and I mean that long-term care as well. Few people have this type of coverage, but it's something you may want to consider, at least get information on. But for those of you that have life insurance through your employer, well, a couple things. Understand what you have. By the way, beneficiaries, who are your beneficiaries? Do you know these answers? And I'm posing these questions, so hopefully if you haven't looked, it'll motivate you to take a look at these things. But if you own life insurance through your employer, keep in mind when you leave, in many cases, it's over. It doesn't go with you. So what happens then? I'm usually a fan of owning your own policy outside of your company, because then whether or not you're with the company, it goes with you. And so when we talk about, this could be even part of your income plan. Again, the domino effect, because you could say, look, I have a life insurance policy that says in the event I pass away, guess what? My spouse is going to get $500,000. Yes, my Social Security goes away, or one of them does. My pension may be reduced, but guess what? They're going to get these funds that are going to cover that cost. So I always say be cautious when you're in retirement or nearing retirement to say, I don't need it anymore. Maybe, I don't know. But maybe we should take a look at these things. By the way, life insurance is income tax free. It is not taxable on the income to whoever receives it. I just want to be clear on that too. But is this part of your plan, that asset protection piece? What happens? I sometimes call these the what ifs. So, you know, we've covered all a number of these things, whether it's the estate planning, whether it's the asset protection piece, the investment piece we didn't spend a lot of time on, we did last week, but having a smart investment plan, we do that. What are you doing to minimize taxes? And of course, what are you doing to create income? You can't outlive the biggest fear among retirees. If you want to address all of these five pillars, if you want to take a look at that, if you want us to test your plan and really do a deep dive, it's objective, it's honest, it's an assessment and an evaluation of things, we'll do it. If you want to take advantage of this cost or obligation, it will be a pleasant experience. We're pretty informal here, okay? But you'll walk out of here. I think I get this a lot. As I said, people say, hey, this, I feel a lot better. You may be in a lot better place than you think, but you'll know by the way we look at it, and you'll say, hey, I think hopefully it'll also reduce the stress level, but you'll walk out of here with a full plan. That first meeting alone, I think, will provide a lot of perspective. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, pick up the phone, give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You're going to also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. To schedule a time, send me a question, sign up for our newsletter, sign up for our classes. It's all there. Well, we're out of time. We'll be back next week, same time, same station. Everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.